Hey y'all, welcome back. This is Dawn Burks with From the Hip. I am today with
Ty Lisa Johnson. Hey y'all, I'm back.
Am I supposed to say your name with the long tie?
Yeah, it's like, is it the long tie or the long Lisa? Ty Lisa. My mom does that when she's mad at me, so don't no, do the second one. Yeah, do the first one. The first one's the fun one.
Right. Okay. So we know it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two and all that stuff step like two, that. But we're back. Yay! And something happened to my television this morning, and I just had to speak on it.
Please free yourself.
Girl.
What?
President Trump was speaking to the UN, and I was sitting there watching, and I was saying to myself, wow, quiet as it's kept, he's getting better. And then, you know,
people don't want to give him that, though.
They don't want to give it to him, right? But I'm like, quiet as it's kept, he really is. I was like, you know, he's got some salient points going on here. And then all of a sudden it went left.
Yeah.
He said that he was going to, like, what, North Korea is not going to be on the map anymore or something?
Yeah. I walked into the newsroom this morning, and you know how we have TV screens lining the walls of the newsroom? Yeah. And as I was walking to my desk, on every single screen on a different channel was Trump just talking and talking and talking. And we don't keep the sound on for the TVs. So luckily I couldn't hear it. But I did see it.
Well, I listened.
Okay. So what were the comments that he actually made about North Korea? It was nothing good.
He called him Rocket Man again.
Okay.
In front of the UN. And it was funny how NBC's cameras kept moving over to the North Korean contingent.
Trying to get reaction.
Wait a minute.
It's like when they gauge reaction at the Oscars when someone wins. It's like they have the camera just sitting in their face. Like, how are you going to respond to this?
But it was all of a sudden you saw them. They weren't doing anything. And then all of a sudden they started taking notes. I was like.
Duly noted.
Right. I was like. Okay,
this will for sure get back.
Right, this is gonna get back. And then he started to, and then it was like, if it wasn't enough for him to like disrespect Rocket Man, quote unquote,
to make a song reference. Like,
yes,
come on.
Then he goes into a tirade against Iran.
Like,
and then they swing the cameras over that way, and it's like, oh my goodness. It made me start thinking about my bucket list.
You know, that is a good deal. Dawn and I actually made mini bucket lists because since the world is coming to an end.
Right.
Well, life as we know it here.
The world as we know it.
We might as well start, you know, reflecting and pondering on these different things that we really want to do before those missiles take us out.
Yes.
So what's on your bucket list? You go first.
The first thing I want to do is I want a full cast and crew to recreate the Remember the Time Michael Jackson video.
Oh, like a live action.
Yes.
Wow. That video was truly iconic. I can't believe the Pharaoh let him get that close to his wife.
And it was extra. It was like completely extra.
It was extra.
And so I want to do this. Good. I do.
Okay.
Okay. That's number one on my bucket list. What about you?
Okay. So number one on my bucket list.
Yeah, she wrote this down.
Wow. Mine are kind of lame compared to that.
But probably.
I don't even want to read mine out loud now.
Yours are probably more realistic, right?
Yes. They are much more realistic. I want to, and it says bucket list now that the world is ending. World is ending, underline. I want to write a book.
Oh,
I want to write a fiction novel.
But you're not going to have enough time to do that.
Damn. Okay, back to the drawing board. Okay. Okay, I also have here aligning my chakras. So maybe that's something I could do.
That's something you could do.
I also have not enough time to learn to run a marathon. My God.
Well, you could just do it without training and see what happens. And that way you could beat the nuclear bomb to killing yourself.
I could.
I'm just saying.
Beat him to the punch. That's what's actually important.
I'm just saying.
I will take that under consideration.
Okay. Okay, I'm here for you.
Okay, do you have anything else on your list?
Well, yeah, but it's personal and I can't share.
Ooh, okay. But I ask you off the air to scroll.
And I mean, it may involve Idris Elba.
Oh.
It may not. I'm just saying.
You know what? Nobody told you that he was your son.
I'm just figuring that if I'm going to make a bucket list, I want the bucket to be as big as a pool.
That's true.
I want some big stuff in this bucket.
You
want
to really go out with a bang.
Girl.
See, I try to keep it realistic. Like, what is in my margin here?
A woman's reach should exceed her grasp, or what's a heaven for? And wow. Idris is my heaven.
Wow, that was a true gem.
Girl.
I'm
going
to write that down. Yeah. You know.
So, okay. So we got the bucket list, right?
Yeah.
Mine is fantastical. I do have some more down-to-earth things. I want to be able to write a 4-paragraph story.
Okay. Maybe eventually.
Eventually.
Not now. Not now. Not today.
No, not today.
I
not
struggle
today.
With that.
But
actually, the four-paragraph story I wrote today was about the Dallas mega shelter downtown. Oh. It's being closed tomorrow.
Really? Is it?
Yes. They're moving. Well, they're moving. There are about 200 evacuees still left at the downtown shelter, the mega shelter. And so they're moving them to a different shelter, a smaller shelter, because they no longer need like the huge space.
Okay. So,
so it's really just like they're shifting.
Does that mean good news that they're placing a lot of people
a lot of people are going home? Yeah. When I talked to city officials earlier today, people were being bused home and people were still like in the process of going back or had found some things here and worked some stuff out. So,
okay,
because I've to know that people are
finding a place,
right?
You know, that
right.
is good to know, because the pictures are still unsettling coming from Houston area.
Yeah. It's like when you look at it, it looks so like day after tomorrow.
It does.
It looks so like Hollywood like
it does.
This can't actually
cataclysmic
be. Exactly.
And you know, South Florida looks. And Central Florida looks bad, too.
Similarly, exactly.
Yeah. It's interesting that things are just dotted out there in the Gulf, just like waiting to hit. And we're just watching all of these things.
Yeah. I mean, even now, as we sit here, isn't Maria getting really, really bad?
Like, right.
Category?
It's already hit the islands. I don't know which. And the islands, they're so small and they're getting hammered so hard that there's almost nothing left. I read one quote. One man was saying that everything that money can buy has been gone. It's gone now. And it's really sad. So I read a plea from Tim Duncan, formerly of the San Antonio Spurs, saying, don't forget the islands. He's like, you know, Americans think of them as play places. You then don't forget them when it's time to lend aid.
Yeah, my sister actually just moved to Puerto Rico, my older sister. So she is, thank God, coming back to the States to chill for a little bit while everything settles down there. But
That's good to hear. I mean, we make fun with our bucket list and everything. But, I mean, there's some real bad weather things that are just continuing to rip through September, and here we are approaching near the end of it, and October doesn't look as if it's going to let up. Yeah. I mean, we still got weeks and weeks left in hurricane season. Speaking of hurricane.
Oh, God.
I know. This is such a clumsy segue, but y'all will forgive me because, you know, it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you and all that stuff.
Remember that? Yeah.
Right. Remember that? But, okay. So, we talked about Trump. We got our bucket list. And Trump is now he is calling for people to be fired because they criticize him.
Did Sarah Huckabee Sanders say it first at the podium?
It was
a fireable offense.
Yes, that it was a fireable offense. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Jemele Hill now. She's an ESPN host of SC6, their sports center at 6, which came from a podcast that she was doing with Michael Smith called His and Hers, which was actually pretty good. I don't know how well it translates to sports center, but, you know, I always say that it should have been their show translated to SportsCenter as opposed to SportsCenter
translated
into their show. Like, they don't fit well in the SportsCenter format to me. But nevertheless, she tweeted basically that she used the same platform that our POTUS uses, saying that he was a white supremacist.
Yes, I believe she said Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. And, you know, those tweets came pretty short after Ta-Nehisi Coates' new piece in The Atlantic came out.
Yes, that piece, which is like required reading.
And that's often how I feel after I read Ta-Nehisi Coates. I can't flex. Like,
why is he rallying people to action?
It's like you read him and you just see the world in such an interesting way.
He has a very clear and concise way of crystallizing things for people who it may be noodling around on your periphery,
but you don't know how to like condense it into this simple, simply understood phrase or statement, and he can do it so succinctly.
And he doesn't overwrite things, so it's not bogged down in a bunch of highfalutin words.
Right.
It's just simple and to the point. But she tweeted this, and it wasn't on an ESPN account. It was a personal thing, whatever. And so out of all the tweets that denigrate him or whatever,
right,
they chose this one because she's a public figure. I don't know whether they think her sway is so big or whatever. But now ESPN has sent out this memo saying it was against company morality policy or something. But they haven't done anything about it, I guess.
I don't exactly think they plan to.
I think they tried to, but none of the other hosts
to keep the hosts off air, but then the backup hosts wouldn't fill in because they were standing in solidarity with Jemele.
And the co-host,
I really appreciated.
Which I haven't seen that in a month of Sundays, and I appreciated that too. And I hope my people will do that for me.
When you walk off the job all crazy, please Dawn, don't make us do this.
Girl, baby need new shoes. I ain't walking off nobody's job. But so, you know, it's something to watch, it's something to ponder, it's something to see from all sides of this. But someone flipped the script a little bit on it for me, and they pointed out that ESPN has yanked some more conservative people off the air for their views.
Yes, I was reading something earlier that was talking about how ESPN has more shifted left-leaning because of the people that they've started to put into these positions and these anchor and hosting and commentating roles.
And all of the conservative ones have either been bounced for saying things that were against the tide of public opinion or whatever. And it's almost like you have to applaud what everyone says when they say it. It's free speech. You know, you can't yank one and not yank the other. Right. So I don't know. Of course, y'all know where my head is. And Jemele, you know, sister of the cloth.
My favorite part about this entire air quote controversy was that Jemele Hill, when she apologized, first of all,
she never apologized for what she said.
Thank you. You. She said, I apologize for the light that this casts ESPN in.
Mm-hmm.
I have utter respect for my colleagues, utter respect for the network.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for how it made you guys look, but I said what I said.
Yeah. Good for her.
And that made me feel so empowered. I was like, yes, you did say what you said.
Now let me go say something. You know,
I can only be that bold in my dreams.
But it made you feel that bold for 1 minute. And sometimes that's all you need, is for someone to stand up and say something.
And say what you've been thinking.
And say what you've been thinking. And to validate what you've been thinking.
Right.
Like, am I crazy? Because no one's saying this. And then when you hear someone say it, it's like, oh, I may be a little crazy, but I'm not all the way gone yet.
Exactly. Or at least I'm not alone in my crazy.
Right.
Yeah, she was just exercising her First Amendment rights.
Right. Which, you know, First Amendment rights, we throw it around, journalists especially. We like to say, oh, we have the right to do this. But we have to, like I said, we may agree or disagree with someone, but we still have to apply an even hand, kind of like with the monuments that are being summarily taken down across the United States. And, you know, same thing with those. We got to give we got to listen to both sides of an issue.
Yeah.
Except, you know, even Robert E. Lee, the general himself, said no monument should be built to what they did because it was treason.
But I feel like the entire conversation about First Amendment rights is just getting so murky because it's like, do you allow these really toxic views to have the same platform as, like, the truth?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Do you allow
these
outlandish ideas that are being thought up by some random person in their basement to have the same platform? You know what I mean?
Well, it's just don't propagate them. I'm not going, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go out of my way to present them under my byline, without vetting them.
Right.
But
I mean,
on the front of our building, we talk about fairness.
Right.
And so you want to do that. And I feel like you have to. But you know what? Let's lighten this up. We're going to lighten it up. We're getting way too serious. Girl, we got us some makeup, don't we?
Oh my gosh. I've literally been wearing my Fenty foundation. I want to say today is the second day that I haven't worn it since I bought it.
Because, you know.
So basically every day since I bought it.
The segue here was supposed to be that Rihanna deserves a spot on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yes. No. Her face plastered at the top.
In full makeup.
I mean, she could cover any
of
them.
Okay, y'all. Fenty, the makeup. She. 40
we can't even get our words right because listen, no, you guys don't understand.
You just don't get it.
40 shades of foundation upon release, not 20 now, 20 later,
or 5 now
and 35 later.
Right.
No, she had 40 off rip from like the palest of people to the darkest shades
of
brown. It was insane.
It was insane. The vlogger that got me was this woman who was an albino who found a perfect match for her skin.
Yeah.
And you don't understand. I have called every store in the Dallas-Fort Worth area all the way out to Waxahachie looking for 420. If you got some 420, bring it up here to the Dallas Morning News, 508 Young Street, and hook a sister up.
It only took me 3 stores to find 400.
Well, I'm on store number 6.
Oh, God.
I haven't called it all day. I'm sorry. It might be store number 8. Because it's got to be store number 9 because I'm counting the 3
to. We went to the first 3 together. It definitely is 9.
It's store number 9. Y'all don't understand. I didn't know it was that many of y'all red, orange, brown people there like me.
They were pressed. And you know what? I was pressed like a panini because I stayed up. I stayed up the night that Fenty dropped. It dropped at 12 a.m. Pacific time on September 7th. And I literally stayed up until like 2 a.m. Like I set an alarm. I stayed up so that I could order those products off the website because I was like, you won't catch me out here without Fenty. I'm not about to be that one black girl that doesn't have every single friend that I've talked to.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not did you buy? It's what did you
what
get?
What did you get? And it's not just, it's black, it's brown, it's extra white.
Exactly. It's like everybody. And all of the products look good across everybody. Yeah. Like she only came out, there was one lip gloss.
One.
Which is like the Gloss Bomb, like lip illuminizer.
Cherry Bomb.
And it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And it looks different on everyone according to your skin tone.
Exactly.
Y'all don't even understand.
Dawn wasn't sold by Trophy Wife, which is one of the most popular products of the collection. It's this insanely yellow highlight.
Between me and you, is back in stock on the website.
Oh yeah.
Don't tell nobody.
Don't, because we need to go order that. You know,
right?
Well,
it's
I
just
have my computer.
It's just for from the hip people. I already got it. I already got my registration filled out on the website, and it's already
in
the cart, so I can reserve it. Don't y'all take it?
I'm like that online shopping is real.
But okay, now
in the grander scheme of things, right?
Rihanna is giving you makeup that you can play with and accentuate your features.
Right. She wanted it to be fun and
but y'all are going too far. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
The squiggly eyebrows.
No, I don't want to move from Fenty.
we can come back. Because you know
squiggly eyebrows suck.
You know somebody's going to take the Fenty too far.
They are.
And they're going to try to make
themselves into
an anime character, right?
Rihanna knew to not play herself. She didn't put
put any. Yes.
Thank you.
She didn't
put any brow supplies.
That's true. you got to go use somebody else for that.
Not I.
She's
not
like,
today.
She's like, not Fenty. Absolutely. You're going to have to go to MAC for that.
Anybody is about to try to play Rihanna on Instagram with squiggly brows with Fenty? No.
But I also saw like squiggly lip liner.
Are you serious?
What are y'all doing? Do you have too much free time? So, I know you don't have that much money.
This is a random fact about me. Sometimes when I'm really bored.
Do you make squiggly lip liner?
Absolutely not. But I do go on Instagram and I watch makeup videos, the little like time-lapse makeup videos. Yeah. So, you know, slowly but surely, I started seeing a little bit more of this little squiggly line trend. And I'm like, is this? Because at first I was like, oh, you know, they're kidding around. Like, this is some app, da 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 da. But then I would really be watching videos where they were going in with the concealer. I'm just like, I mean,
why do you want to look like an anime character?
I mean, are you wearing it, though? To the doctor?
If you're wearing it to the comic book convention.
Okay. That's
fair. Or to the gaming convention.
It's totally fair
right.
game.
That's okay. I am down with you. Because I'm a geek. I'm an old geek. I'm an OG for real. But if you wearing that down the hall from me, you going to get clowned.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not going to be the one to do it because I'm nice.
Not roasted. Literally getting people out of here like, boy.
Right. Come here, let me talk to you.
Exactly.
Because if I see somebody and they're part of the posse, which I consider all y'all part of my posse, I'm just going to be honest with you and let you know that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
It's not cute, girl.
No, it's like come to mama, let me teach you.
No, not the sit down.
Yes.
Not the sit down.
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah, well, I don't know. I actually am working right now on this like personal narrative essay. It's like my first time doing it. So be gentle with my emotions, guys.
Yes.
But
she's sensitive about her stuff.
Okay. But I've really been like spending a lot of time. I don't know. I've been in this really introspective space. And so I've been spending a lot of time thinking about my experiences like with like my feelings about myself and the role that makeup plays in that.
Yes.
And how for so long I like, quote, wasn't a makeup kind of girl, but it was really just because like,
you couldn't find your foundation.
Exactly. And I felt really like strange. And, you know, I was at the time when I was growing up, I was trying to fit into the, like these completely like all white spaces. Like I went to this Quaker school and, you know, so there was a lot of like hair straightening and trying to figure out like, oh, like, do I wear Abercrombie? Do I wear, like, trying to fit into this mold and this idea. And, like, it's now that we have Fenty, it's like, I don't have to fit with that because now we have this. And now it's like I'm realizing so much. Y'all gonna read my piece. But I'm realizing so much about what it means to be, like, the makeup line. It sounds so ridiculous, but the makeup line has further elevated my understanding of my personal blackness.
Yeah, it's representative for you of choice.
Exactly.
And of having the option.
And of the freedom that I wish that I had all of those years when I was 14 and 15 and 16 and 17 and trying to find the beauty in myself just growing up and being unable to do that because it was so difficult to see things that looked like you, even just going into Walgreens.
Right.
There's a part where in the essay I'm talking about how, and I remember this very vividly, I was like sitting outside of Walgreens in my car. This sounds so ridiculous. Sitting in my car and I'm just like a bundle of nerves because I don't want to go in there, but I really want to go try to attempt to find my foundation shade again. And so I'm just sitting in my car, like pep talking myself for like 20 to go into Walgreens. Like,
well, it's because you know that chances are you're going to fail in there.
Exactly.
And then you're going to buy it and it's going to be the wrong shade. And then you have to do it again.
And guess what happened? Girl, I failed.
Uh-huh.
Girl, I failed.
I'm telling you.
It was tragic.
I will say the only line I had success with before Fenty, and I'm, again, old, before Fenty, was Estee Lauder, and they had almost a perfect match for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I would push people of color towards that line because they seemed to fill a void and fill a need. But it took them years. Well, I mean, that might have been like 3 years ago that I found that, which is why I've never really worn a lot of it. I know how. My mom made sure I knew how before I actually did it, because she wasn't going to have her child walking around looking like Boo Boo the Fool and telling people that I belong to her. It was not going to happen. I remember red lipstick. My grandma used to tell me whenever I put on red lipstick, me and my cousin Didi, she would point blank say, "Your mouth looks like a mule's ass. Take it off."
Oh, my God.
That's what she would say.
Wow. Yeah, no, there were plenty of times I got hemmed up for trying to wear red lipstick before it was time.
You know, right, right.
My grandma would always, "All you need is a little lip gloss and a little rouge and a little eyeliner. You don't need all that." I'm just like, okay.
I
want it though.
Yeah, right. I had a boyfriend once tell me, and I took it the wrong way at the time. Oh, I'm probably still taking it a little bit the wrong way. He was like, "You don't need any makeup. You got enough color." Oh, y'all didn't see that.
Oh,
did
yeah.
You?
She just did like a fake punch to the hand. I don't know.
And you know, I don't believe in that either. It was just me hitting the wall. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, but that was pretty ignorant, though.
I know y'all know how
to
twist
stuff.
You got a
mouth color.
Right.
What does that even mean? What?
Honey, I'm trying to take it as a compliment. Let's stop. Okay. We're going to leave you guys with this thought. This man.
What's on your mind?
Clay.
Oh, my God. We got to leave with this. No, understandably, though. Yeah. This.
Some things we can't uphold y'all in. It's some things y'all do that we just can't.
You know what's crazy? I felt disrespected.
Yeah, we can't co-sign everything y'all do.
Okay.
Like,
so,
you know, like Kevin Hart. Okay.
Next.
Right. Tyrese?
Next. Okay, so
pass.
We'll go back to Clay. I'd rather talk about Clay than either of them.
Okay.
So Clay Travis, who is a Fox commentator, radio host.
Yeah.
Yes, radio host, went on Brooke Baldwin's CNN show and said that the two things that he believes in completely are the First Amendment and boobs. Now, at first, there was confusion all around. Me,
you should
have
the
Brooke,
facial
the
expressions.
The other commentator that was on the show with Brooke and Clay, everybody was confused. Did you say booze like booze?
Right.
Did you say boobs like boobs?
Because, Clay, baby, you got to know your audience. This is CNN.
National television with a female anchor and you say
with a
boobs?
With a woman anchor and you say that's one of the things that you believe in. Not death and taxes.
Not, yeah.
Not the other one in taxes.
I mean, literally nothing else.
Nothing else. You
know what had me crying?
You could have picked a color out of the Crayola box saying you believed in it forever. But you said boobs to a woman host.
I was literally crying because the other guy anchor was like, "I mean, I enjoy my fair share too, but I'm not about to say that on national television.
And then,
it's not the time or the place." And I'm like, "Yes, Black King."
But then he says that, well, here's my thing. ESPN did not do their research. This dude is known for saying this.
You talking about CNN?
Huh?
You said ESPN.
Did I?
CNN.
In my head, I said CNN.
CNN. In my ears, you said CNN,
right?
Too, but you know, for the audience.
CNN did not do their research because this dude is known for saying this. He has written it several times. Mm-hmm. You should have either talked to him and said, "No, you cannot say your catchphrase on our show."
Yeah.
If you do it, we are cutting your microphone.
Yeah, she cut the show real short after that. She was like, "Okay, this has been great, but we're done."
And dude, see, here's the thing. This reminds me of a bad pickup line that you hear over and over again. I took off my glasses so I couldn't see Ben telling me to hush, y'all. but it reminds me of a pickup line that you keep hearing again from a guy. And it's because it worked one time.
You got to let it go after that.
And that's what happened with this dude, with Clay. This line has been working for him. So he's like, okay, why not? And he probably still won't see why this was utter madness.
He doesn't, because he actually put out a rebuttal basically saying how he felt like he was being stifled and it's not that ridiculous and they're just being sensitive. And
well, this is part of the segment that we like to call doing too much. And
with that, y'all be blessed.
Right. Be blessed. Go get you some Fenty. It was all y'all. Stockpile.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm about to do because Trophy Wife is in stock on the website.
You are so excited for that. Guys, we are so, so happy that you guys are still listening to us. And we really appreciate it. I'm glad that Dawn let me come back on here.
Aww.
I know. Maybe next week we'll do it one last time.
Me and you, us never part.
Me and you,
never part. We'll see y'all next time. Again, this has been From the Hip with Dawn Burks. This Tylisa is here with me. And you can reach us at From the Hip on Facebook and check us out on Twitter. And I'm at Dawn Burks on Twitter and on GuyLive.com. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.